Hello, everyone. This is Ralph from Palindrome. This show is called Loudly Quiet. Let's talk about the future of blogs and businesses. I'm not sure if my co-host Khalid, who usually co-hosts with me, is going to be able to make it. But in the meantime, our guest is already here. Daryl, how are you doing?
Hey, yeah, I'm doing good, thanks. Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for being here and thank you for asking. So this show is called Loudly Quiet. Let's talk about the future of blogs and businesses. And me and my co-host Khalid, we've been talking to people from different industries about how they use their blogs, websites, content marketing, digital marketing, and about what they do in general. So, Daryl, if you don't mind, please go ahead and let our listeners know a bit about yourself and what you do.
Yeah, so I work for Computers. We make software for utility locators and the utility locate industry in general. And I work in marketing for Computers and do some UI design also for our apps. So the utility locate industry not in every single country, but at least in North America, where we are focused, concentrates on finding utilities in the ground. So before anyone digs, you have to call a number and a locator comes out and checks to make sure that there's no utilities in the way.
Right. Before we go on, right, I just got it, like, I think a few minutes ago. It's a joke, right? It's some kind of a computers.com, right? Computers, right? It is, right?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a play on words. Our former CEO, Hans Peters, who founded the company, he obviously called it after himself, but we work on computers and that's where the name comes from, basically. Yeah.
You were saying he called it after himself?
Yeah. So the founder was called Hans Peters. Peters was his surname.
Oh, right, right. So it's got like a dual meaning there, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool and pretty interesting. I actually used to I used to work with a company a long time ago when I was still an employee in the 9-to-5. I was with a company called Esri in the GIS space, and we had some utility clients. I think, I don't know if you've heard of Esri.
For sure, yeah. We're in the application process to be part of their network right now. So yeah, we're very familiar with Esri. A lot of our customers use Esri, and then they can integrate it into our system. Their different maps and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they're huge. And I did find it very, very interesting. I mean, like, how mapping was used in utilities and all that. There's another player, Peter Thiel, who was with Elon Musk in PayPal before, right? He has a company called Palantir, right?
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is also related. So it's data-based, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it takes all the data, plots it using GIS on maps. And, if you're a utility, doesn't really matter, like if you're construction, environment, anything in the environment, you want to have mapping as a resource, right? So it's very important.
Yeah, like town planning, what's it called? Civil architecture? Is that what it's called?
Civil construction also.
There was another, Caterpillar, right? They not very recently, but I think some time ago, acquired a company called Uptake, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Okay.
That deals with like the sensors. It's pretty interesting how they put like sensors in all of the those machines, right? So they can like track them in real time and all that. Yeah,
and that's kind of one of the, I guess, a growth part of our industry is people want to know where their equipment is and what their workers are doing. So we do a little bit of that, allow some tracking, but it's definitely a growth segment.
So Daryl, why this focus on the utilities industry? Talk us through a little bit about that.
Yeah, so at least in North America, so we're based in Canada and we have an office in Indianapolis in the US, and utilities are everywhere underground, and there hasn't been much of an effort to catalog where they are. And so utility locators are required by law before anyone digs. Even if you're digging in your yard, you're supposed to call a utility locator. And so our company was founded upon like GIS principles and involved in that space. And then we progressed to making a utility locate platform called Utilicate. And really, that's been a big area for us to grow and find customers. And so we're committed to preventing damages in the ground in general for safety purposes, for liability purposes, and just really for the benefit of our community and those of others. Yeah, it's obviously a niche industry, but it's very important. And eventually everyone needs it.
Well, I like very hyper-focused niche companies. I think it's very interesting the approach that you've taken with computers. But talk us through a little bit about sort of how long the company has been around. Do you work with like municipal councils, governments, cities? Talk us through a little bit about that. And also like your solution, the solution that you provide, is it very like sort of like big data driven, talk us through some technicalities of it as well.
Yeah, so the company was originally founded in 1998, I believe, which for a tech startup is a long time, right? That's Web 1.0.
That's not even considered startup anymore, mate, is it?
No. Although we were just at Collision, a conference in Toronto there as a beta startup. But
Wow.
I can get into that a little bit
Yeah,
later.
I know
So
Collision. Yeah, I know Collision. Yeah, go on, please.
then eventually the current owners, one of them was employed as programmer developer. And then so that's Greg. And then the other brother that owns it currently, Shane, he came on in sales, and they bought the company out in 2014. So they took over and really focused the company on the utility locating industry with our product Utilicate. They find some success in terms of customers from municipalities, which is a big focus for us. Municipalities and locators and utility owners are the three big segments that we focus on. So like Toronto, City of Toronto is one of our customers. And we have a lot of small municipalities in Ontario also that we work with. And really their needs don't differ too much from other like locators or utility owners. They're just wanting to know what's in the ground. So but their municipalities make great customers, generally for long-term growth. We find them to be, they're loyal, and they don't grow too much, obviously, because their needs don't grow because they're not taking over new territory like a private company would. But they've given us a good base to be able to grow from. And yeah, so as you know, 2014, that was really a big push from Shane and Greg in terms of selling to municipalities, and we've just continued that trend on. And as we develop our software, we've really got two software solutions right now, and you know, municipalities can use either or, depending on their needs, or they could use both. It just depends on the circumstance. So
the solution is related to geolocation. You use sensor technology and stuff like that?
No. So it's a little bit different. So the utility locators would use our software as a like a work order management system or ticket management system. So they get the tickets in, and then they can record all the pertinent information on our system, and then it sends it back to the one call center as required by law for public locates, or they can send it to the utility owner, the whoever requested the locate, if it's a private locate. And but we can, we're starting to take in some of that information from the sensors a little bit, and that's probably going to be 2023 before that's maybe fully realized. I guess the only geolocation stuff we integrate fully is we integrate with routing for the locators, and then they can record where the utilities are with our drawing tool. But they don't actually like scan the ground and then it goes straight into our system. It's not quite, it's almost two separate things for that.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. So the solution itself is kind of niche as well. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, but it runs a bit like a help desk or a support center, right?
Yeah, so
with ticketing and everything, right?
Yeah, so we integrate with the one call center, which is the help desk kind of solution, and then they send us the ticket. They send the customer their tickets, and the customer uses our software to receive the tickets, format them, and send them back once they're completed. So bit like we make it possible for locators to complete more tickets per day, and they're getting paid per ticket generally, so that's a big bonus. They can complete more, they can avoid completing the ticket incorrectly. So we have checking mechanisms within the software to make sure that the tickets aren't completed falsely, or you know, we check things to make sure that it's all above board and correct. So they avoid liabilities that way. And it
due diligence.
It makes the damage prevention aspect a lot more clear by doing that. Yeah.
Interesting. So Daryl, talk us through a little bit about your own background and sort of the marketing work that you do at Computers overall.
Yeah. So so I'm originally from Northern Ireland. You'll not hear it very much, my accent, but I grew up there.
I actually kind of could tell was a hint of an Irish accent, but I didn't want to bring it up because I thought I might be wrong.
No, that's good. From Northern Ireland. So I have British and Irish citizenship. And I guess the marketing, my marketing background, I went to college in New York for business, to St. Bonaventure, small like Catholic university. And then I came back and worked for my father, who owns a design, like graphic design company. So I learned a lot about business and marketing through that. And then, yeah, I worked, I moved to Canada in 2013 or 14. I worked for a railway equipment company, marketing the tin bin. It's like a dry suction excavator attachment, which, you know, vac trucks and hydrovacs are very popular in terms of preventing damage when they're digging. It's kind of the other side of the industry. But the tin bins uses dry suction technology to suck up. So it was interesting to learn about that and breaking a new product into North America was, you know, a big opportunity for me. And then I worked in the US for a year at Woodland Direct in marketing, which is kind of more like web marketing. And then came back to Canada and started here at Computers. So kind of all the way around the world trip, but you know, I'm having a good time and we're starting to make a difference, I think, which is good.
Yeah, so about the marketing work that you do at Computers, is it a lot of digital marketing or I assume that it's kind of sort of a traditional industry, right? So there's like on ground and stuff like that.
Yeah. So we have there's conferences to attend, different industry conferences, both in Canada and the US. So I'll attend those, design the leaflets for those, do the web design for our websites. Yeah, there's every aspect like social media. So there's traditional and web marketing to do. And then there, you know, there's other aspects also, so we're not just selling the product, we're also
partnerships as well, right?
Yeah, for sure. And so that's been, I guess that's almost like business development, but that's been another aspect of my role here. And then I also do UI design, as we're redesigning our Utilicate application to work on web more. It already does, but to bring in more features and to be like fully web compliant. So that's another aspect of my role.
Oh yeah, I wanted to ask you about that before we go on with the marketing bit. I'm actually quite interested in UI, like front end development. I'm kind of like a self-taught front end developer. Yeah. So like, but I haven't really kept up with it because I've been dealing with other things. But yeah, do you use like HTML? I think that's React and some JS frameworks now, right?
Yeah. And so like for me, you could use Figma, but I personally use XD, Adobe XD to make the design, to design a prototype. And then our designers, our developers, they will put it together in HTML and Angular and whatever else we use in our tech stack. So like Angular is basically like React, our software is enterprise level. So Angular's a little bit more friendly for that kind of level of application.
Yeah, you know, like I see front end development and UI design and stuff like that as a part of marketing to me, because particularly if you have like, let's say, even an enterprise product or a consumer facing product, right? Like the usability, right, is there are some companies, right, from what I know, they don't even have like conventional marketing, right? It's called product-led growth, right? So they grow via the product, right? And through like network effects. And like, for example, I think one example is maybe like Slack or like Asana, right? Like these kind of work tools, productivity tools that they have this thing called network effects, right? That like you use the tool and I work with you, so you need me to use the tool, right? And the thing grows like that, right? It grows through the user base, right? And usability and onboarding as well, right? These are parts that you can actually, if you have a product-led growth sort of like strategy, right? You can actually not have a marketing department or a marketing person, let the product itself do the marketing for you, right?
For sure, yeah. Yeah, and it's kind of an interesting idea, like you're using your product to do the marketing. And so like for me being involved in the UI and obviously marketing, I think it's given me gives me a little bit of a head start in terms of marketing. I know where the product's going and what we're doing with it and what's possible. It makes you a little bit, it makes how I market the product different than maybe I would otherwise.
Daryl, before we come to the end of the session, please go ahead and let our listeners know your web URL where they can find out more about you.
Yeah, so you can check us out at competers.com, competers.com, or utilicate.com, utilocate.com. You can find us on LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, all those platforms. Just by searching our name, we'll come up.
So just for a little bit before we end the session, do you use content marketing much, blogs, stuff like that? And talk us through a little bit how content marketing and digital marketing has contributed to your growth, to the company's growth.
Yeah, for sure. So before I came to the company, we didn't really do too much of that. Everyone was busy doing their own stuff. So right now we have two newsletters on LinkedIn. One my colleague Kyle Winters writes called No Damage, and then we have our own company one called Utility Alert. On LinkedIn, the newsletter feature is pretty good because it not only notifies them on the app.
Yeah, I use it. They actually get an email as well, right? All your subscribers. Yeah.
So that's kind of nice because we're at the top of our cap on HubSpot for marketing contacts. It kind of gives us additional, I think we probably have 1,000 newsletter readers on each thing. So it gives us extra contacts without paying for those extra contacts. And one's Utility Alerts weekly, and Kyle's No Damage is monthly. It's kind of nice to actually be able to do a bit of an A/B test and see which one grows faster also, and what content people like. That's some of our strategy there. I've over the summer I'm creating 10 different marketing resources, and we're going to be publishing our marketing or our resource library, that'll give broader information on the industry to people and expand our reach via SEO. Like, it's going to be rich with different links, we're going to be able to collab with some different companies on that also, that's part of our strategy, is building information around what we do, not just our product, but also the wider industry.
That's That was Daryl from computers.com. Daryl, we've come to the end of the session, but I want to thank you for being on the show, and I look forward to having you on the show again sometime. Thanks, Daryl.
Awesome. Yeah, really appreciate it. Thank you very much.